Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This story out of the Post-Gazette today, there was a study that was done that was released yesterday by the Ohio River Valley Institute. It is a think tank that is a project of the Johnstown-based Community Foundation for the Alleghenies. It's funded by the Heinz Endowments. They looked at 22 counties throughout the region for the Marcellus and Utica Shale regions. We're talking Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia. And in looking at all the 22 counties together, they didn't see any real growth in local economy, local jobs, local income. In fact, they looked at these counties and they saw them trailing national averages, not getting out ahead. There is one outlier, though. Washington County did remarkably well. They performed the best and did better than the state and national averages on job and personal income growth over the period. But for the rest of the counties, it was really about lagging. Pennsylvania County is doing better than Ohio and West Virginia counties. I could have talked to someone from the study, and I could have contacted someone from the Marcellus Shale Coalition because they're both cited in this story. But I wanted to get an independent observer that wasn't going to give me potentially their spin on this from the from one side or the other, pro or against. So Chris Bream is joining us. I roped him into coming back on with me once again. Chris, thank you very much for joining us. He's a regional economist at the University of Pittsburgh Center for Social and Urban Research, specializing in local economic trends. Chris, what did you think of this report that was released by the Ohio River Valley Institute?
Right. So as you said, it's not my report. It's not terribly surprising. I think the role of not just natural gas, but other sort of extractive industries have sort of a very mixed history in terms of how they produce long-term economic growth. So we're now sort of a decade past the real peak of Marcellus Shale development, thus peak employment impacts here in the state. Mm-hmm. I think it's not surprising that the trends over the most recent years, the last decade even, have trended down. I think people are surprised by that, but I don't think there's any questioning that.
And are you surprised by that? We may be surprised as just the common lay people, but in your analysis of the way these industries work, are you surprised by where we are?
So in general, no. I mean, just to be clear, you know, there's the natural gas industry in Pennsylvania has had this tremendous growth. It's produced a lot of natural gas. It continues to produce a lot of natural gas, but that's actually part of the problem in that it has been its own worst enemy. The commodity price of gas has dropped fairly low, has stayed fairly low. Mm-hmm. And so the mad rush to development 10 or 15 years ago was probably predicated on there being, you know, much higher prices in the long run. And that hasn't panned out. And the companies have had to regroup, have had to sort of rationalize their investment. And that has translated into, you know, less employment and less impact in the short term. And then we could talk about the long run impacts, which is another story as well.
Yeah. Many people were arguing that, think about all the jobs that are going to be created because of steel and the piping and the drilling and all of that that comes as a result of it. But those are also things that weren't necessarily manufactured in jobs that were created in the particular counties where the shale was being extracted. It may have actually been in other counties instead.
So that's true. I mean, there has not been a lot of thinking back, you know, even 30 or 40 years, you know, the Pittsburgh region actually benefited from the oil development boom in the 70s and into the early 80s. because so much of the piping, the tubular products were made here. Well, that infrastructure is mostly gone. I mean, there are sort of some producers, but there's a national and international market for tubular products. I don't think we benefited much from that, for sure.
One of the arguments is that this organization is really in looking at trying to get us to go to a non-fossil fuel energy source. Is there an argument that you believe that exists that there's more potential for local economic impact as a result of going to a more a green energy source, whether it be solar or wind, in local economies?
The basic answer is that there's clearly sort of a decline in the long. There's a structural decline in most carbon-based energy. I mean, coal production is down nationally. Coal employment is down. I think natural gas has sort of benefited from this tremendous new shale gas supply, but, you know, it's unclear how long that will continue. So, I mean, across the board, I think most carbon-based sort of energy uses are down. There's no planned new coal-based electricity production that I'm aware of in the United States. Most coal production is very old and will eventually retire.
Mm-hmm.
So there are the growth sectors will clearly be in sort of alternative forms of energy.
Yeah, and the Shell cracker facility up in Beaver County, obviously there was been the influx of jobs in the manufacturing of a facility like that. But there's a lot of talk about to what extent there's going to be real long-term economic viability and growth that comes as a result of that facility being there. I have like 60 seconds. Your thoughts about that?
For sure. It's been a massive construction project for the region. I mean, once it gets going, it will be a relatively smaller operation. And it's still a very open question whether it will generate sort of second order manufacturing impacts on the region.
Chris Beam, once again, joining us. He's a regional economist at the University of Pittsburgh, joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Chris, thank you very much for your time. Do appreciate it.